Well, the presidential race has been decided, but we still don't know where Florida fits into the electoral puzzle. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Perhaps today's Miami Herald headline puts it best, a South Florida fiasco. The state of Florida has yet to be called in this year's presidential election, and it's all because of what has happened in the state's largest county, Miami-Dade. It is yet to finish counting the vote after many hours waited in line for hours. Many voters waited in line for hours to cast their ballots on Tuesday. And joining us now with the latest is Marva Hinton. So, Marva, President Obama has a lead of slightly more than 50,000 votes here in the state. So what will we know, and what's taking so long in Miami-Dade?
Well, Phil, we may finally find out today, 2 days after the election, which presidential candidate actually won Florida. Elections workers in South Florida are still tallying absentee ballots, and they say it's a long process. They have to match the signature on each absentee ballot with the signature on the voter's voter registration card. Now, if they feel it does not match, then it has to go through another level of scrutiny.
And what are our elections officials saying about what happened?
The Miami-Dade Supervisor of Elections, Penelope Townsley, is finally admitting that, yes, there were problems with the process. Yesterday, Deputy Supervisor Christina White called the election largely a success, and she noted that 90% of precincts were closed by Tuesday night at 10:45. But, you know, when you have some people who are not even voting until after 1 a.m., which was after Mitt Romney gave his concession speech, that's a lot of, you know, it's hard for people to accept that things went well.
And what about elected officials here in South Florida? How are they speaking out about this?
Well, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says he plans to call on Governor Scott to make changes about the long lines to vote.
That's something that we have to rectify. And so, yes, I'll be asking for a number of things. I'll be asking the governor to, A, extend early voting hours, all right? B, allow us to use in early voting different sites to have those early voting sites. Because right now, we have to go either into a library or into a city hall or county hall by law.
Has the governor given any indication that he's open to that?
Well, Governor Scott said yesterday that anytime you have something like this happen, you have to review it and determine what worked and what did not.
And Florida is taking a lot of flack, of course, for being the only state not to call the winner in the presidential race. Some are even saying our state is like a third world country. I think we've heard worse. What are you hearing about what's the reaction to that?
Well, that's something that Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is rejecting.
There's questions that we have to answer internally. But no, this is not a third world country. Your vote counts. We count it accurately.
Well, it's also important to remember that Miami-Dade is not alone in all this. There are 8 other counties that are still counting ballots, including Broward and Palm Beach.
Marva Hinton, thanks for the latest on that. The Miami-Dade voters have approved a $1.2 billion bond referendum to improve public school infrastructure and to access technology. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the hard part now is implementing the bond, which will be paid for in property taxes over the next 30 years. But he says Miami-Dade will start to see the results soon.
We have $1.2 billion worth of opportunities to deliver to a waiting community. And the promises of job creation are going to become a reality as early as June, July of 2013. The promise of renovation, repair, and new construction are going to become a reality beginning next year.
And it's been more than 2 decades since Miami-Dade voters approved a bond that was 1988 and resulted in millions of wasted dollars. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.
Well, long lines at the polls prompted President Obama to comment on the need for